Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dana White is on Twitter, at Dana White. He is the president of UFC, UFC 225, tomorrow at the United Center. He is out at Wrigley Field, and he joins the Bernstein and McKnight show on The Score. Hello, Dana. How are you?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. What are we expecting tomorrow? What is this edition, this version of what you bring?
Well, tomorrow is probably, if not the best card we've ever done, you know, stacked top to bottom with incredible talent and fights. And, I've been walking around Chicago since I've been here, and I love it. I was at Gibson's last night, and people were coming up to me going, this card's incredible. This is unbelievable. And, I'm excited.
UFC President Dana White here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. I was walking home from work yesterday and rounded the corner of the Chicago Theater and saw a line all the way around the block for what I could make out of the marquee. Was it open workouts for UFC? I couldn't tell exactly from the marquee what it was, but everybody there could not wait to get into the place.
Yeah, open workouts. So, you know, they go up on a stage and, they do a light workout with the pads and wrestling or whatever it might be. Yeah, and the fans come in and watch. Always fun. And Chicago turned out. It was awesome.
Chicago native CM Punk, who has been in these studios before as a guest, the former WWE star, now a UFC welterweight, going up against Mike Jackson. An ignominious debut for CM Punk, but certainly a big name and some star power. What are your expectations for him?
Yeah, you know, this is obviously a big fight for him. I think in his first fight, he got those UFC jitters out. Everybody has them, no matter how many times you fought in the UFC. And, you know, he's got to go in and do it this time. This guy has worked so hard for this and wants this so bad. And, you know, I respect the fact he's worked so hard and you know, tried to attain this goal. So tomorrow night's a big night for him.
What do you look for in athletes you bring into the UFC that didn't come up in mixed martial art? You know what I'm saying? Like the people that have come in from outside to feature as prominent stars. Is there a certain trait? Is it a mindset? Is it just literally a fighting background that we may not know about in that guy's past?
Yeah, it's tough. You know what's crazy is that a lot of NFL players transition into mixed martial arts. We've had a lot of guys who played at some level of either NFL or college football that actually make the transition pretty well. Greg Hardy, I have a show on UFC Fight Pass called Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, and he actually fights in the first episode next Tuesday. So it'll be his. He's had three amateur fights. He's 3-0, I think, with three knockouts, and this will be his first time in. So, you know, usually guys that are very good athletes make the transition, decently well.
And Greg Hardy, of course, the troubling backstory that might lead you to believe he's capable of some things. The NFL definitely didn't want that association anymore, as difficult as it is to play your way out of the NFL in that regard. But that brings me to Conor McGregor and this idea that in your world, Dana, you are dealing with some rough and tumble people. You're dealing with some people who are often exist on those the fringes of emotional intensity, for lack of a better term. What is the status of McGregor, and how do you balance the positive and the negative between his character and his nature and the publicity that generates?
Yeah, McGregor has this court case coming up in New York here in the next couple of weeks, and we're obviously going to see how that thing plays out, and we'll go from there. Yeah, no, this is the fight business, man. At the end of the day, you know, we're dealing with the baddest men and women on the planet on a daily basis. I have 550 of them to deal with. yeah, it's a very unique business.
but I guess is that when you sit down in an office and you see, oh, what is he doing? He's throwing something at the bus, and this is that it's at some point it's not all bad for your brand if these guys are sort of acting like badasses, right?
Yeah, there could be an argument made both ways on that one. Yeah, you know, it's the fight business, and these things happen, and people love to see the drama that plays out and stuff like that. But on the same note, we're a regulated sport. You know, the government regulates us in every state and country, and they don't love stuff like that.
McGregor said, I want to make sure, I don't want to misrepresent it, but I believe McGregor said he was on the card or at least scheduled the fight in 224 just a little while ago, and that something came up and he had to drop out. Is that accurate? Do you have more to add to that situation?
Okay. That is not 100% accurate.
Okay.
So we were talking about him fighting on that card. He was never scheduled on that card. We never signed a deal. There was never an agreement, and I had actually moved on and made the RDA Colby Covington fight that's happening tomorrow. So that was not the reason he came to New York.
In your mind, who is next as far as rising to that level of transcendent star on which the sport can hitch a wagon here? When we're talking about the level of George St. Pierre, Anderson Silva, McGregor, is there anybody that you've identified coming up as, yeah, just let's hope this guy puts it together because he's got everything we need, checks all the boxes to be that next kind of star?
Yeah, you know, we have five or six of those type of fighters right now. And, I'm always out on the road looking for new talent and up-and-coming guys. And, yeah, we have a bunch of guys and girls in the UFC right now that could be those stars.
Who are your favorites? Give us some names.
There's this kid named Israel right now, and he's actually fighting in Vegas on the Ultimate Fighter finale. He's the main event against Brad Tavares. And I think this kid has what it takes to be a big star.
Tomorrow at 9 at the United Center, it is UFC 225. I wonder, you know, you've got the new rights deal with ESPN, Dana, and it's the money reported was terrific, I think, probably for your league. I wonder how the recent past, the last year and a half prior to signing that deal, what with McGregor fighting Mayweather and all the publicity that went around UFC outside of the actual UFC, I wonder how that played into it and how cognizant you can be of planning. Not necessarily planning events like that, but planning outreach, I guess, to other areas of people that might be interested in your product.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't hurt. It's all. I mean, if you look at day one for us when we bought this company and started building it, you know, you have the Matt Hughes's, the Chuck Liddell's, the Anderson Silva's, the George St. Pierre's, and that, you know, it's all been building throughout the last 18 years. And obviously, our Fox deal was massive. That thing put us on the map and gave us a ton of legitimacy, and that led to the ESPN deal. The other thing is we sell out arenas everywhere we go. We have, you know, we're number one and number three all-time gates at Madison Square Garden. Think of all the major events that have gone on there, number one and number three. We hold the record here at the United Center, and the list goes on and on. So over the years, we have rabid fans. We pull great ratings. And you add all that up, and it equals ESPN.
I've always been curious about this because one thing, at least in the fledgling days of UFC and MMA, stylistic differences are fascinating to me, where somebody is more of a grappler and using more holds, somebody more of a puncher, somebody more in using kicks. And what I'm wondering is, as there's more money in the sport, more video, more coaching at earlier levels, and the reason I bring up baseball as an example is there is now a homogenization of style in baseball because of simply best practices. There are better swings. There are better windups for pitchers, and people are starting to look alike because now we're knowing what is more successful. Are you noticing any of that when you scout some of these fighters? Because what's so cool is you get these differences, these Mortal Kombat style video game differences, yet it might just be as time has gone on, we are learning what is a good or more correct way of fighting.
It's a great question. And actually, you're absolutely right. You know, if you look at the evolution of this thing, the first UFC was put on to see which fighting style is the best. Could a boxer beat a wrestler? Could a karate guy beat a kung fu guy? And the answer to that question ended up being no one style is better. You need a little piece of everything. Then from there, it started to evolve. And as you have these different stars, guys that come up from the Chuck Liddells to the Anderson Silvas and the George St. Pierres, these guys start to introduce new things that are, you know, when Anderson Silva kicked Vitor Belfort in the face with that front kick and knocked him out, things like just little things like that, yeah. And now we built this, we have a new headquarters in Las Vegas. We built this huge performance institute where now we're bringing these guys in and helping them, learn how to train better and how to train safer. And, yeah. So the answer is yes, and it's been fascinating to watch.
Because I remember we interviewed Royce Gracie, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu legend, one time, and a lot of people brought up the fight he had with the sumo wrestler. And to me, like, that was the essence of it. That's like, you know, this little guy with his style against this giant mountain of a man with his style. So we're going to see UFC 10 years from now, maybe a much more streamlined sport with similar-looking athletes that, you know, with the bodies that look the same and some styles that look the same.
You're absolutely right. It's going to continue to evolve and get better. And when you think about how the sport has grown, we're on ESPN now. So you have a whole generation of kids that will be watching this on ESPN, and kids that possibly would have played football, soccer, baseball will become mixed martial artists instead. So you're right.
So, Dana, I saw a headline, I think it was yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. I would imagine you did. Apparently in Wyoming, the first sanctioned bare-knuckle boxing match took place since, like, 1880-something or other. Have you seen this?
I saw a couple things about it, yeah.
Is leaning into something like that a style that UFC wants to get into? Do you have to be prepared to, you know, fight off other disciplines like this that might be just going for more and more sensationalism? Do you have to be aware of that as a league?
So we started, it was bare knuckle. These guys didn't wear gloves in the beginning. And then as the sport got better and, like I said, started to evolve, we absolutely put gloves on the guys. You guys have to wear gloves. How long can a guy's career last with no gloves?
It can't.
Broken hands, the cuts that guys will get from bare knuckle. It doesn't sound like a very good long-term business plan.
How much research are you doing concurrently with all of this in your training center regarding keeping the head safe and keeping brains as safe as possible? I know people go, come on, Bertsy, they're punching each other. Don't they know it's bad? Yeah, I understand that, but I just wonder around the edges that you don't want to find yourself slapped with some kind of class action suit and people accusing you of knowing something. And then, you know, you're dealing with what college football and the NFL are dealing with. What's the right thing for you to do that's reasonable brain protection for a violent sport?
Well, first of all, we funded this huge study that's been going on now for a while and continues to go on. We continue to donate money to it to brain injuries. So, that's exactly what you do. But you're absolutely right. The difference between us is, you know, when you said it all goofy, that's the reality is, listen, nobody thinks getting punched in the head is good for you.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks the difference between what that and the NFL is the NFL actually knew helmets weren't safe and weren't keeping these guys' brains safe, and they hid it from the athletes. That's the difference. That's why they got slapped with a lawsuit.
Well, there's going to be people getting slapped with some other things at UFC 225 tomorrow at the United Center here in Chicago. And our guest has been UFC President Dana White. Dana, we appreciate the time and all the candor. Thank you.
All right. Pleasure. Have a good day, guys.
You too. That is Dana White. Good stuff.
I enjoyed that conversation a lot more than I thought. I don't come from a UFC background. I've watched a bunch. Brock Lesnar's first big fight. I ended
another
up watching
former
that
NFLer,
one.
Right?
Yep. When he mentioned the Anderson Silva face kick that he put it, I happened to be watching that. I don't remember where I was or what state I was in, but I was watching that thing happen and could not believe it. Then I ended up watching like a couple of matches after that and didn't see the same thing. So I got, you know, it's one of those, like if you watched Mike Cameron hit a four-homer game, the first baseball game you went to, you're like, wait, this doesn't happen every day? I don't understand. I thought I was coming to see this every single time. I definitely got snookered on a couple of UFC fights after that.
This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. What'd you think of that? 312-644-6767. And we have a statistical blip in baseball that might be worth noting.
Okay.
It was our guy, Jeff Sullivan. Everything we're talking about with the home runs.
I saw this.
Something weird is happening.
This is a little bit of a nail-biting kind of situation.
Something weird and inexplicable is happening in baseball. And he published this yesterday, and it's the opposite of what you think it is. There is a trend that would look like it was taking off in one direction and members of One Direction, and now we don't know perhaps why it's paused.
I thought for a brief second you were going to miss that One Direction, and I realized, no, I should put my faith in you for everything band name. That's what
and I also have to tell the story of being as frightened as I've ever been. There are a few things that made me – I had just gotten out of the shower, and I heard a blood-curdling scream from the basement where I thought my son was like being eaten by a mountain lion.
Oh, I thought it was us white-knuckling it on Lake Shore Drive on the way in with all the rain.
That's not white knuckling.
I was a little worried.
That's my everyday commute.
Really? You put your heart through that every day?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's a choice that you make, I guess.
You got to get around everybody.
That was exactly what you were looking to do.
People are stupid, and they're all on their phone. You got to get around people.
You weren't wrong. When we went by, three cars?
I identified. I said, on his phone.
Okay, so it's the two right lanes that go from Lakeshore onto Grand, and everybody tries to squeeze into, you know, the lane.
You got
to
outflank
them. Everybody tries to squeeze into the one thing, and Dan's in the second right-hand lane. It's just, screaming, yelling, the whole thing. We whip by three cars, and he goes, phone, all of them, all three of them, all on their phone, paying attention.
So my morning commute: phone, articulated bus, phone, articulated bus, on the phone on an articulated bus.
I was driving 2 years ago, 16. I was driving to Guaranteed Rate Field to work. I was caught behind a minivan with all of its windows down. And as I was coming up behind the minivan to pass around, just like you did, pass around to the left and try and get off at 35th to go to the ballpark, I saw, you know, like it was where the sliding doors actually have windows
yes,
on them.
Yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
The lower.
Yep.
I don't know what kind of van it was. I could see kids' arms out of the at the time, and I'm like, okay, this is a thing. Obviously, this is a mom or a dad who's got a ton of kids
or
in the
trafficker.
Car, and everyone's losing their whole yeah. And I drive past, and not only are there what I thought was 9 children in this car, all leaning out the window at the same time, but the woman driving it was on the phone with, you know, with her neck crooked, you know, to hold the phone in there, and
was playing banjo.
Texting on another phone.
Ooh, that's next level.
I didn't see, there was nothing on the wheel. I couldn't see. She had to have been driving with her knee. I could not, I pulled off on 35th and slowed down to watch this van keep going because I assumed it would wreck in a fiery crash.
Because at some point.
I could not. I swear to you that happened.
Jonah Carey is also going to talk baseball with us at noon. We should mention that as well. We are Bernstein and McKnight taking you into your Cubs afternoon on The Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.